Thank you for calling customer service. To bring to speak, how may I help you?
Yes, what is Swift Enhance?
I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. Can I start by getting your zip code, ma'am?
32217.
One moment. All right, and that first and last name?
Tanya Brown.
Thank you so much for that information. All right, so I show that you order a Vibe watch on January 31st.
A who?
Vibe watch.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
Yes, ma'am. It shows on the account where it's a Vibe watch where basically charge your watch, it's attached to a cable, has Bluetooth fitness band, and it was a 14-day trial that you started on the 31st of January, and if you don't cancel it, then they charge you for the full amount of the watch because they assumed that you wanted it.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is. I don't even wear a watch, so.
Yes, ma'am, I understand your concern, but it does show that the watch was delivered on February 3rd.
Delivered to where? Because I'm the only one that lives here, and I haven't gotten a watch. I don't even wear a watch.
All right, yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with that address, the shipping address?
My address is 7500 Powers Avenue with apartment 137.
Yes, ma'am. That's the address that we have on file.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a watch. So, yeah, I'm not aware.
Okay, so how can I assist you with that, ma'am? Because we do have it where the trial started on the 31st. And someone had to actually put their credit card in and check the box in order for it to be ordered.
Yeah, I'm going to be disputing that with my credit card company because I don't even wear a watch, so I wouldn't order the watch.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand your concern. Just a courtesy of us today, we could take $10 off that amount.
No, that wouldn't be sufficient because you charged me something like $60-something dollars.
Yes, ma'am. It says it in a fine print, though. Once you check the box on the website, it lets you know that after 14 days, if you don't cancel your trial, you're subject to be charged the full amount of the product.
Well, I'm going to use that with my credit card, with my debit card company, because I don't own a watch. I don't have a watch. I don't own a watch. I don't even own a watch, period. Just a regular watch. So I don't even know what Swift Enhance is. I have no idea.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Well, as a courtesy of us, we could take $20 off that amount.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that just wouldn't be sufficient for me. Not being part of 69 to my debit card.
Yes, ma'am.
Then we have to credit me the full amount. Especially for something that I don't have. You know, no, ma'am.
All right, I do understand your concern. I do know you want all of your money back, but the most we can give you back is $40 on it.
Well, you probably need to get someone that can give me my full refund back because I'm going to dispute, like I said, through my credit card company. I'm not going to settle for that. That's just ridiculous.
All right, ma'am, just bear with me. Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just bear with me. Give me one moment, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, are you there, Ms. Brown?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. So I refunded you your $69.97, and you should receive that back within 3 to 5 business days.
All right, thank you so very much.
All right, would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, please.
All right, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's capital C.
Mm-hmm.
2422. 4-5.
Uh huh.
4-C.
Uh huh.
0-A.
Okay, capital C, 2422-4508.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and what was your name?
Sabrina.
Sabrina?
Yes, ma'am.
With a T?
Yes.
All right, Sabrina. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a good day.